Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. Little ditty from the King of Soul there. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. It comes every week by email. And I'll remind you, the one you're going to get if you subscribe now, which was last week's, last Sunday's email newsletter, it has my 2004 predictions, which I'm happy to say I was 9 for 13 on. And the one coming up that you'll get this Sunday will have my 2005 predictions, which we won't know how those turn out for a year, which I will tell you whether I did well or not. So anyway, that's what you can look forward to if you're a subscriber or if you want to be. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's our good friend. He's been with us a long time. He's the author of lots and lots of books, including Teleworking and Telecommuting, including Safe at Home, and on and on. He is the Chief Home Officer. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure.
I'm still waiting for that check to come. I keep showing up that I will get that check for
the loyalty.
Darn the luck.
You know, I must have your address wrong because the last one came back.
Did it now?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I'll give it to you off the air.
At least you didn't say that it came back. So that's the main thing.
Exactly.
Hey, Jeff, I've been getting email. We've gotten a rash of these things this week from people who want to go into home-based businesses. And they're just they're hungry for it. They're anxious to do it. They're really excited about it, and they're looking around and they're finding things that they think they want to go into, and they're worried about it. So thank goodness they are worried about it, because some of them are starting to realize that these probably aren't good ones, and they're writing us about them, and they're saying here's a good one here. I'll read this right off the email. Jim, there's so much information about home-based businesses. How do I know which ones are legitimate, and how do I weed out the ones that aren't to find the best fit for me? And that was from Joseph, by the way.
Well, Joseph, I'll tell you what. The thing that I try and steer clear of when talking to people about home-based businesses are those that require you to get involved in someone else's business to make someone else a lot of money. So I'm not big on multi-level marketing, although people can make a ton of money out of it. It requires you typically to buy a lot of product and to sell so that other people above you, you know, you're in their downline. They make more money because you sell and you have to bring in friends and family. I'm not big on any opportunity that requires you to go out and buy a lot of technology. I mean, aside from maybe buying a computer to run a business, mm-hmm. I tell people the net of it, Jim, is I tell people to look in their heart, look in their mind, look in their community. What do they know how to do? What do they love to do? What does their community need or their market need? Treat it like a business. Don't treat it like you're going out there to invest in someone else's opportunity that they're, out of the goodness of their heart and their wallet, making available to you. So my point of view is do what you've always done, and if it's an opportunity you can take advantage of, turn that into your business. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a writer. You're a writer and a consultant. I mean, that's what we do. That's what we've done. And we've been able to make opportunities out of that rather than me saying, you know, when I left the day job 15 years ago, say, I wonder if I can sell someone else's widgets and make some money. You know, I mean, I really try and look at it that way as a way for me to tap my own resources, mm-hmm. my own skill sets and knowledge, and have fun in the process, making myself some money.
Our mutual friend Beverly Williams says, beware of the business in a box.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, beware of somebody setting you up with a business, but it's going to cost you. I mean, there's a difference there, and there are those things. There are call centers where they use virtual, you know, call center representatives. They set them up at home and they handle a certain amount of calls. And I've interviewed people who do those, and they really enjoy their work. They enjoy the lifestyle that it gives them, the freedom that it gives them. And it pays them a steady, decent wage, and they feel respectable in what they do. There's nothing wrong with some of these opportunities out there.
But that's not really a home-based business.
It's not. You're a contractor.
Well, and
but you're not independent.
It's a contract teleworker, basically.
Exactly. You set up your own corporation, but you are 100%. Reliant upon the work that they steer you, which the federal government got on Microsoft for right. some of the ways and some other companies, not just them.
But the reason I say that that's not a real home-based business, and I don't mean to be putting that, I'm not putting that down at all, period, paragraph, as my brother says. But the thing is, I am saying that because you have one customer, and if you have one customer, which in another relationship would be your employer, then that's different. And you know, if you're not out there knocking on doors looking for other customers, to me, a real business has to have not only more than one customer, but you have to be seeking other customers.
Right.
Can't we say that that's one of the main definitions of a business?
Well, I would say so. And again, the Justice Department has gotten involved in cases where they have said that when a company fires employees and then brings them back as contract workers, but remains that employees or those employees almost single or if not predominant source of business, that remains an employer-employee relationship, even though you may have moved from a W-2 or to a 1099 or relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have to go out and market for work, if you have one client, now, I mean, you could be one of those people who runs a lousy business and only has one client. And I don't say I don't mean lousy, but you know, you're reliant on one client to
right.
send you all your work.
God help you.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, early on in my career, I was in that situation. I got in that situation where I allowed 2 to 3 companies mm-hmm. to make up 70% of my business, and I never feel more vulnerable
yeah.
than having 1 or 2 or even 3 make up the lion's share, the king's share of my income. You know, that's just bad marketing and business development, but there's a difference between what you're saying exactly and mm-hmm. what we're talking about.
Well, I think what happens, Jeff, is our people are seeing these things in magazines, they're seeing them in newspapers, and work from home. If it says work from home, folks, it's probably not a business opportunity. It may just be a sort of an employment opportunity. And as Jeff said, those may be okay. But if it says work from home, send us $1,500, or work from home, you know, send us $300. I mean, Jeff, I don't know how many times I've had people to call me sometimes, or certainly email me, and they'd send somebody in some state $395, and then they didn't hear anything back from them, and they
right.
and they couldn't get them on the phone, and they didn't know where they were, and they said, "What do I do?" I said, "Say to yourself, I just spent $400 to learn a lesson."
Right.
And that's
all
you
can do. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah. Stand by, Jeff. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar, the author of Safe at Home. I really encourage you folks, if you have a home-based business, this needs to be on your desk and in your hands. Jeffrey, tell us how we can find your books.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
That's Safe at Home, seven keys to Home Office Security. And it's still a very good book, Jeff, for the 21st century. And I know you're still selling a lot of them. So, folks, I encourage you to go to his website. Also, are you still doing your letter, aren't you?
We still do the e-zine on occasion. It's one of my resolutions for 2005 is to pick that baby up, and it's a newsletter not unlike yours, although yours goes out with regularity, and you can set your clock to it coming on every Sunday. And mine, we need to ramp back up. And that little thing called business got in the way of doing the e-zine on that regular basis.
But anyway, check it out at the website, and you got a lot of articles people can read. And folks, I encourage you to take advantage of Jeffrey's information. And folks, if you are like these two people that I got in the last 24 hours, just about how to understand the scams, I think if you spend more time on Jeffrey's site, I think you'll become a lot more educated. Consider it due diligence in your home-based business education. Jeffrey, you always also wanted to talk about the internet and Wi-Fi, didn't you today?
Yeah, I did. I want to say one last thing. If they go to my resources page, I don't sell a single thing on my site aside from books and my own products. So people are not going to get bombarded by advertising. I will not capture their email address. So I don't steer people there as a way for me to gather information on them. So feel free to go to my website, go to my resources page, and I have an area called Work at Home Opportunities. And I only include lists of those organizations that include bona fide organizations and opportunities that I, if I were in the market, would get myself involved in. Mm-hmm. They do not pay for the placement. I do not solicit money for the placement, and I turn down plenty because they're looking for money from me, or I review their website, and it costs people money to get involved in those organizations, mm-hmm. or those opportunities. So, and not even my site, just my site. I would go and scour the internet and look for work-at-home opportunities that are legitimate, or ways to develop a business or something that you know how to do, have done in your life, have done in a previous career that you can turn into a business. Do your research, do your due diligence, visit my site. I have plenty of links to other sites that can give you other knowledge as well. But get out there and find out what's out there.
Jeffrey, I'd like to mention three steps now that we're back on that for a second. Number one, folks, when they call you or if you call them, make sure that you talk to them more than once. Make sure that if you talk to a person that's as close to the principal as possible, not just some teller, somebody on the telephone who's there to make calls. Make sure that you know that they have a real live business that has an address and not a post office box, but an address. Ask them for a picture of the building or something. And number three, ask them for the names and numbers of people who are already doing business with them, and absolutely positively follow up on that.
Yes, you must, because don't go on a leap of faith and don't make that $400 lesson that you spoke of earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of money in
There's no telling how many hundreds of millions of dollars have been lost just because of something like that.
Exactly.
All right, Jeff, we've got about 2 minutes.
Well, you know what? It's interesting. You and I were talking off the air about my son plays ice hockey, and we were at a tournament this weekend, and the more I travel, the more I'm learning ways to stay connected when I'm not home, when I'm not at my desk, when I'm not at my computer. And the ubiquity of the internet is truly making work and life so much more easier these days. And between the BlackBerry and the ability to go, I was in a hotel and they had two workstations free of charge set up downstairs, do some work, check your email. They had a printer if you wanted to print it out. It's amazing how what used to be a cost center for a hotel, you can use the computer, but it's a dollar a minute or whatever the case may be, is now just a free opportunity for you to go and continue, if not working, just to make sure you're not out of touch.
My BlackBerry is magic.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Yesterday I was out of pocket in the afternoon. Most of the afternoon, I became available again to the rest of the world, and went to my BlackBerry, one of my customers had emailed me, and needed me to do about a 3-minute project back at my office, and so
right.
I went straight back and knocked that out, and if I hadn't been for that, I might not have known that he needed me to do that yesterday, and I got it done.
And at the very least, you can meet his expectation, or just let him know that, hey, I'm out of the office. I'll be back in 20 minutes. I'll be back in 2 hours. I'll do what you need mm-hmm. when I get back. And they're not sitting there waiting.
And sometimes, somebody could say, well, you could have done that. You could have done that with a phone message. But sometimes this just gives you extra resources, extra opportunities. And you're right. I mean, if you're traveling at all, and you don't have the ability to connect up at least with a laptop or something, if you're in business, you need that connectivity, don't you, Jeff?
If you're using the internet, you need to have connectivity. If you use email, you got to have it. If you use a phone, you got to have a cell phone. I mean, you just need to make it your point.
Right.
To check back in and stay in touch and never be out of touch, because business happens at lightning speed.
Absolutely.
And especially for a home-based business or a small entrepreneur or anyone who has clients that rely on them
right.
and competitors who will take those clients if you slip.
Jeffrey, thank you for being here today. We'll see you next time.
Jim, it's always wonderful.
Happy
thank
New
you
Year.
For having me.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. I'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.